The Spur of the Moment podcast is proudly presented by Shane Dagey, Realtor of Always Here Properties. Selling your home, buying your home, first-time buyers, investors, and seasoned home buyers. Call or text 512-540-1626, and I'll be glad to help with all of your real estate needs. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Spur of the Moment podcast. I'm your host, Shane Dagey.
And I'm your co-host, Drew Dagey. Welcome to episode 36 of Spur of the Moment.
Yeah, coming straight from Simonator Studios in the heart of Texas. We got a lot to get to tonight after the Spurs lost to the Charlotte Hornets, so let's get into it. The final score of that one was 123-117. The Hornets got us at the very end. They stung us right in our little Spurs butt tonight. And we came up short, but, you know, one of those very competitive games where we had a chance at the end, and we just lost a couple leads at the end of the third and fourth quarters a little bit. But some great nights from some guys. Keldon Johnson had a good night for the Spurs, and DeJounte Murray, like always, had a good night. Drew, what was your thoughts about tonight's game so far?
Yeah, it was a good game. First three quarters, we were playing phenomenal. But then in the fourth quarter, we just couldn't do enough to win that game against the Charlotte Hornets. The Hornets played well, and they beat us.
Yeah, and that was they're a great team, the Hornets are, and they competed well. Scary Terry Rozier had 31 points tonight to lead them. And of course, LaMelo Ball chipped in 24 as well. So Greg Popovich is still one win short of the record, the all-time regular season wins record. And he was beat by a former Spurs assistant, John Borrego, for the Charlotte Hornets. So let's get into our top two, bottom two segment. Drew, who are your top two players from tonight's game?
My first top two, I've got Keldon Johnson. This was one of his best nights tonight. He scored 33 points, 8 rebounds. He shot 14 of 24 from the field and 4 of 10 from the three-point line. I just wish he could have scored at least a couple of points in the fourth quarter. He scored 0. So he could have scored in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and he only had 5 points in the second half after a stellar first half. And, you know, we just got to string together a complete game. He had the opportunity to have a great night, and instead it was just a really good night. Okay, who's your other of the top two, Drew?
Yeah, my other top two, I've got DeJounte Murray. He was just getting buckets everywhere. He scored 25 points, 10 assists, just missing out on a triple-double with 9 rebounds, and he shot 9 of 21 from the field in 35 minutes.
Yeah, that was a good night for DeJounte, and I also want to chip in. He had 3 steals, which is a great, great defensive stat for him. So really good night for Mr. Murray. I had the same top two. So, Drew, let's get to your bottom two.
My first bottom two, I've got Doug McDermott again. He was 2 of 7 from the field and 1 of 5 from the three-point line, and he had 8 points. Just wasn't enough, so he got on my bottom two. And my second top bottom two, this might come as a surprise to y'all, but I've got Joakim Poeltl. He scored 11 points, 5 rebounds, and shot 4 of 8 from the field. But I think he's just got to have more than 5 rebounds, especially against the Hornets team, and you got to have more than 5 rebounds.
Okay, so I had Doug McDermott also, but I did not have Joakim Poeltl like Drew did. My bottom two was Mr. Lonnie Walker, who was actually, from the previous episode, my player to go off tonight. And unfortunately, his string of great nights came to an end tonight. He was 2 of 8 shooting, just a really tough night for him. Only had 5 points. Overall, no rebounds, no assist. You know, Lonnie Walker, just when you think, man, this is the sixth man, the spark plug that we need, his inconsistent issues came back tonight. And we're hoping he gets back on the right track. But this is always Lonnie Walker's biggest concern for us, is just being consistent, making sure, you know, you go from a 30-point night to a 5-point night. And you know, he had 22 and 30, and he was scored over 17 for the last 6 games in a row. And tonight was just a big clunker for Mr. Walker, and just disappointing to me. But hopefully he'll be back on it because I'm a big Lonnie Walker fan and he's a fun guy for the Spurs. Hopefully he gets back on it. All right, so this is the portion of our show where we answer your questions. Remember, you can always email us at spurspodcast99@gmail.com or text your questions to 512-540-1626. Unfortunately, we did not have a question tonight sent in to us, and that's been very rare as our numbers have gone up. The questions have been coming in, but don't hesitate to shoot us an email or a text, and we'll hit your question on the episode. All right, so the next segment is This Day in Spurs History. Drew, take that over, sir.
Yes, I'm going to take us back to March 5th, 1995, where the Spurs played the Rockets in San Antonio, and we ended up beating the Hakeem Olajuwon-led Rockets team in David Robinson's MVP year. Speaking of David Robinson, he scored 31 points, 11 rebounds, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. We also had Sean Elliott score 21 points and 5 rebounds. And we had Dennis Rodman had five points, 27 rebounds, and 6 assists. Man, Dennis Rodman wasn't the greatest scorer, but he could get rebounds any day of the week. And that win was the 8th win of an 8-game win streak. That's going to be This Day of in Spurs History on March 5th, 1995.
Thank you, Drew, for that. And wow, that's awesome. 27 rebounds for Dennis Rodman. It was weird because I was just talking to one of my friends about the greatness that was Dennis Rodman. He was probably one of the greatest all-time players that did not score in double figures for his career average. But he did everything else. He rebounded. He passed. He defended. He was something else. But thank you for that day. And, of course, Hall of Famer D-Rob on that night. So great This Day in Spurs History. All right. So that brings us to our next game in the Greg Popovich search for the all-time winningest regular season NBA coach of all time. He's still one short of tying the record, two short of winning the record. And we have the Los Angeles Lakers coming into town. That's going to be on Monday night at 7:30. Los Angeles Lakers coming into town. LeBron James tonight went off 37 years old, and he had 56 points and 10 rebounds to lead the Lakers to the Golden State Warriors. And I fear the Lakers have been struggling, but I fear that they're getting it together right before playing the Spurs. But Drew, tell us what you know about the Lakers, and let's get into that game.
Yeah, like you said, LeBron James is just phenomenal, doing that at age 37, knocking off a contender in the Warriors. The Lakers are currently, I believe, 9th in the West, and they have LeBron James, who's averaging 28 points a game, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. Russell Westbrook, who's having a down year, 18 points, 7 rebounds, and 7 assists. And their 6th man, Carmelo Anthony, who's having 13 points, 4 rebounds a game.
All right, so you know the Lakers have a bunch of the old dogs of former All-Stars, and going to be a tough challenge. They're sitting in the 9th seed in the play-in tournament, and the Spurs are 4.5 games behind them. The Spurs are 3.5 game behind the New Orleans Pelicans to get into the play-in, and then they're the 7th worst record. So the Lakers, going to be a tough test. I think, you know, those old dogs, man, they can still show flashes. Of course, LeBron James, who's one of the greatest players of all time, you know, he can always lead them to victory. And I know after tonight, you know, he's going to need to rest the old knees and legs to get back for the Spurs and get into San Antonio. But let's talk about our players that we think are going to go off in the prediction for that game against the Lakers. Drew?
Yeah, I've got DeJounte Murray as my player to go off. He's been really good against the Lakers, and I think he's going to have another good game against the Lakers. If he doesn't do good, then we're not going to stand a chance. So DeJounte Murray has to do good in that game on Monday night. So that's my player to go off. And my prediction for this game is I've got the Lakers beating us by 5, 112-107. It will be close, but I think the LeBron-led Lakers are going to beat us by 5.
Okay. So I'm going to disagree with you again, just like I did last episode. I think the old man Lakers are going to be tired after this gutsy performance tonight. And I think the San Antonio Spurs are going to beat the Lakers by four, and Greg Popovich is going to tie for the most wins of all time. So we'll see how that one plays out. But my player to go off is Mr. Keldon Johnson. I think after tonight, you know, he's learning and growing, and he had a couple bad games in a row before this one. But I think we're going to start hitting the stretch of Keldon Johnson having some really big games for us, and hopefully it's against the Lakers coming up. So that game will be intriguing to see. Spurs-Lakers Monday night in San Antonio. Popovich hopefully tying the record. And at this point, we have 18 games remaining. 18 games remaining in your 2022 season. So thanks for joining us on the Spur of the Moment podcast. We'll be with you Monday night again after the Spurs and Lakers play. Drew, take us home, sir.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. And I hope I'm wrong about that Lakers prediction. And as always, go Spurs, go.